20 seconds. I'm so sorry.
I got 6:01.
Yeah,
okay. It is 6 o'clock, so I'm going to call the August 8th, 2023 Select Board meeting to order. Robin will not be here tonight. She had an unexpected change in her schedule, and so isn't able to make it. But we decided to go ahead and deal with what we could on our own and not pour it all into the next meetings.
We also need to make note that we do have someone recording the meeting.
Okay, thank you. You made note. All right, let's take a look at the agenda. Any additions, changes, Lisa?
I have one, which is the topic of reapplying for the MHC grant regarding the windows at Community Hall. Yes, thank you.
Okay, and Hilma, anything to add, change?
I have a couple of last-minute items that came in emails just later this afternoon that I think are important to at least mention.
We will review the minutes from 7:25 and 7:31. Okay.
Would you like to go first? Sure. Starting with July 25th, 2023, page 1. It's the second to last item. Okay, it was 7 to 8 p.m. special town meeting held. The sentence says there was not a separate select board. That was
no. Yeah.
And actually, I missed my first one above that under the Heath Historical Society bit.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, fourth line down. With the
mm-hmm.
sentence that begins, the board were concerned about possible ownership.
Hmm.
Sounds good.
And I also wondered if that should say select board.
Yeah.
And not just board, just for clarity's sake.
Okay, but I almost always say the board.
Oh, that is consistent throughout the...
Yeah, it was just because I was just worried that in the future people would read this and think that it could have been the Historical Society's board rather than our board because it's referenced to two different groups.
So. Oh, that is, yeah, a good point. On page 2, I actually just had a question about who someone is. Under unfinished business list...
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about in the second line, face-to-face meeting with Tom
mm-hmm.
Scanlon?
Scanlon.
Who's he?
He's the auditor.
Thank you.
So probably I ought to...
Do you want to make mention of that, perhaps?
I was actually going to recommend that we change that. Eliminate the first sentence in the first half of the second sentence and just start that with Tom Scanlon.
Mm.
Tom Scanlon will be emailed with a list of potential dates to meet with the Finance Committee and the Select Board at the end of September or October to finish the last step in the audit report.
There's that fan. Those were my only edits for the set of minutes.
Okay, and I had one other one on the second page under the salt shed
mm-hmm.
in the last line. Robin will reach out the architects.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Anything else? Okay, I'll take a motion to accept the minutes as amended.
So moved.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye, Elisa.
Sue, aye. It'll pass unanimously. And now, July 31st.
Okay.
Elisa?
Yeah. So, under the first page, review of highway truck fleet. The second paragraph down, when we're listing the companies that Jeff had talked to, that very first sentence before the list, where it just says four companies, he reported the following contact. It feels like just an awkward sentence to me. Do you know what I'm saying? For the companies he contacted, he has reported.
Well, if you want, you could put a comma after companies. For companies, he reported the following contacts and results. But you don't like that either.
If it's just me, it's fine. I don't know. Did that strike you? Do you know where I am?
Yep.
Okay. He had a list of four possible companies.
You could just take out four companies.
Right. He can just say he reported the following contacts and the results. That's good.
Right. Just start take out four companies and start the sentence with he.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, although it's not. Unless you know everybody there, you don't know for sure that they're all companies unless it's stated that. You don't know whether W.H. Hutchinson is an individual or a company.
He reported the following companies. Company contacts and results?
Yeah, I could do that.
Company contacts.
Or he reported the contacts and results from the following companies.
There you go.
Something.
Yeah, for the following companies.
Okay.
And on my printout, I don't know if it's in the same area that we're talking about. The very last word was drivers. Should that be more tucked in underneath the companies, or does it really return all the way to the left? Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Is that being too nitpicky?
That crossed my mind.
Okay.
Too.
It just looks a little
funny. I can
tuck it under.
Indent it.
Just indent it maybe twice or something.
If you...
It just looks like it's stuck out there a little funny and all by itself. And that was all I had.
Okay.
Uh-oh. I see a lot of green highlighting over there.
Under the review of the highway truck fleet, second line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure, this might not have to be changed. I felt like ability was not the right word for that sentence. Okay. Special town meeting and the ability with which he gave answers.
Ability, skill,
and
expertise.
Skills. Yeah.
What word would you like?
Skills would be better. Ability
skills.
Just struck me as kind of an odd word there.
Yeah, I would support that. I would go with skills.
And then down at the very bottom, in the last paragraph, about the vote that was taken,
mm-hmm.
I would really like it to say, although the two-thirds vote required was not achieved, Sue noted that a clear majority was in favor of transferring the funds. I just want it in there for clarity, because it influences my thinking about where we might go in the future with this.
Okay, so although the two-thirds vote required
was not achieved, she noted that a clear majority were in favor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then at the top of page 2, there's another clarity thing that I would like to see included, that when we were talking about using the grader and the small pickup for plowing, one of the main reasons is because it would be decreasing the life expectancy of those vehicles, because they're not set up to do that work on a regular basis. And so we're stressing them and then not making them available for the things that we want them to be used for. So something about decreasing the lifespan.
If after the...
It could just write animal...
After the first sentence,
mm-hmm.
If I stuck in another sentence that said something like unnecessary stress from snow plowing for like either of these pieces of equipment would shorten the lifespan, the usable lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
So you're saying they're not built to remove snow, so we would say using the grader and small pickup in a manner in which they were not built for will lessen their lifespan.
How did you write it? Can you read it back to us again?
Oh, well, I just, although I don't know as this would be, but snow plowing would put unnecessary stress on either of these vehicles and greatly shorten the lifespan, or the usable lifespan, something like that.
Is that okay? Yeah, I think that gets the message across that use it in the manner in which they're not intended, it's going to wear them down.
All right, and then another clarity kind of thing. In the third paragraph, after further discussion about the safety risks of the 2012 truck, and then it says, that part's okay, then it says the highway superintendent with a recommendation for the finance committee. I think it might be better
should
to
be
say
comma.
The select board, highway superintendent, and finance committee agreed that continuing to operate that vehicle poses high safety risk.
But that's not exactly the way I remember it being stated in the meeting.
Can we all
unless
agree?
I
so. So what is it? How is it supposed to read?
Okay.
In your mind,
the highway superintendent, comma, with the recommendation of either from or of. Wait a minute. Recommendation. With the recommendation from the finance committee, comma, stated that continuing to operate the vehicle posed a high safety risk to the driver and any oncoming.
And obviously, because we made the motion, voted on it, we supported that decision.
Yeah.
So maybe that's covering bases.
That's it.
Okay.
Anything else? Motion?
I would like to make a motion to accept the minutes from July 31st, 2023, as amended.
A second. All in favor?
Lisa, aye.
Sue, aye.
Look at us.
A little bit late, and it's time for public comments. Do we have any public comments tonight?
Nobody signed up?
Nope.
Ready?
Okay, then we will go on to other business. And it starts with the Historical Society's review of license. And we received a letter from Bob Viorengo and Ned regarding some recommendations on their part on what could be done. So their suggestions were two things that they could see that would require a termination would be selling or demolishing Sawyer Hall or returning municipal services to Sawyer Hall. And then the second part of their recommendation was that we would have to supply a 90-day notice and that we would be providing a reimbursement to them of $20,000 or a higher amount if supported by invoices for the capital improvements on the premise. Comment?
Well, I do want to just show some appreciation to the Heath Historical Society for working this through with us in good faith. They heard our concerns and are trying to, you know, provide something workable. So I really appreciate that attitude. When thinking of some of those clauses that, you know, what if, you know, we needed to end the 10-year lease, what would those reasons be? And two of them are right here. So I felt like we were kind of on the same page of what is making us, as the select board acting on behalf of the town of Heath, us nervous about committing that building for 10 years. So we don't know how it's going to be used in the future or what's going to happen to the longevity of the building. So I think these first two items cover that. I had another option in that what if the entire building needed to be rented by one entity in order to really benefit financially the town? That is the only other thing that I could envision would be a sticking point.
It could just be added into number one, to sell, rent, or demolish the entire building.
Right. And I did try to go see that space today so that I could understand the space's role in the entire building. But unfortunately, the key that I was provided didn't work for some reason with that lock. It worked in a different lock, but it didn't work on that lock. So I wasn't able to see the space, because I feel like if I'm trying to help the town negotiate this lease, I better know what I'm talking about. And so I've never been in that space before, so I wanted to see it, and I didn't have that opportunity. So that was the one thing I might add to those reasons in which we would need to end the lease, and they seemed logical to me. Under 12B, this provide a reimbursement of the $20,000 or a higher amount if supported by invoices for the capital improvement. And I know that they're referring to the mini split that they want to put in there to help maintain climate control. I was trying to think this through, thinking, well, gosh, what if on year 9 we said, you know what, we need the building back, and then we're paying them the full amount for a unit that has been used for 9 years. I'm wondering if that number should be depreciative over time, or I just didn't know if that made sense. Do you know what I'm saying? So I had a little concern about that. And I also had concern about what if the Heath Historical Society needs to get out of this arrangement? There's nothing in here, which was a concern that you voiced numerous times the last time we talked about this, and I think that's a very valid and fair point of view, and how would it look like if they had put a clause in here saying if they need to get out for any reason, the
that they could get out within 90 days or whatever we said, but also we would then perhaps reimburse them as well for the, I mean, basically they're paying to have something put into the building that I think increases the value of the building. And if they need to get out, well, all of a sudden we've gotten this, you know, new thing that we are then not paying them for.
Well, if I may interrupt a minute.
Yeah, sure. I mean, help me think this out.
Okay, I'm a little confused, and I apologize to you, Ned, but I'm a little confused because back when we, the first review of the lease, and there was a clause in there about any improvements, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
become the property of the landlord.
Mm-hmm.
And your father had an issue with the mini split and said, if we have to vacate, we're taking it with us.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're taking it with them at whatever time their tenancy is finished, why do we owe them anything?
Because I thought Robin kind of went back with that and said, well, that can't really do that. Am I misremembering that?
I don't know.
It's a change to the structure of the
building. But it
would
be hard. Well,
it doesn't change the structure of the building.
There's a hole in the wall
yeah,
at that
point.
Is it just that
a small
yeah.
hole?
Oh, well, that kind of changes.
But the thing is that there's also an outside unit.
A compressor.
The compressor that I don't know if it can
I
be
don't
moved.
Know that that can be easily moved. But that's...
I'm just saying that. But, well, for one thing, before you talk a lot about the reimbursement, I don't think the town can enter into an agreement where the select board agrees to some kind of monetary reimbursement,
mm-hmm.
particularly not of that large an amount.
Ned, can you tell us where the amount came from? Or how you understood the intent of it?
I can't give a very precise explanation. My thinking is that Bob has consulted about the cost of putting in a mini split, based on what he learned.
One mini split doesn't cost that much.
One mini split does not cost $20,000.
I thought it was a large amount as well, having just done three mini splits in our home. So,
no.
But I think that's what he's referring to, is whatever the cost is of that. So that's also was my point of, like, I don't know that it's going to be $20,000, so it might be the cost of the capital improvements. But if this is, that's a really great question. Is this something that they could take with them, the compressor and the mini split?
That's what was being stated at the beginning. So
I remember that.
Yeah.
I don't think capital improvements would have been used had there not been thinking of possibly something in addition to or besides a mini split.
Okay, and what kind of capital improvements, Ned, are you going to do to that room that's going to amount to $20,000 or more?
I can't tell you.
No, I'm not really asking for a definite answer. It's just something that I've puzzled over ever since this email came in. And it's, you know, unless there was some kind of real significant structural damage, which then would be covered by the town's insurance, I don't see that space is big enough to do $20,000 of capital improvements.
They're going to tear the walls down and re-insulate it and all that. That's not going to happen. I mean, that's... So when I looked at it, I was okay with 1 and 2. I like the idea of adding rent to that as well. And the entire building. But the other thing I thought about, and I think the likelihood of this happening in the next 10 years is somewhere between zero and none.
mm-hmm.
But if the town should vote not to support maintaining the building,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
would be another reason why we might have to.
I thought about that, but that's something that we would have added in there too.
I like the idea of putting something in there about what happens if the most likely scenario for the Historical Society wanting to get out is if the organization itself does not survive 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to tell what's going to happen
with it in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like it would be to their benefit to have some kind of an out there. And I can't support B as it's written.
B as it's written.
B.
I had 20,000.
I had concerns about that too.
You as a select board cannot do. I don't think legally you can do that.
Well,
you cannot.
We can, but
you can't commit the town
to a future
to a future $20,000 expense like that.
Okay.
I do not believe.
So those were. We're not going to take a vote on it tonight, Ned, because
yes,
Robin's not here, and it's still, no matter what we do, it's still going to need some more work.
But I feel like we've made some progress.
But you can carry this information back and see where you would like to go with it from here. And Hilma, can you check to find out about whether the select board actually has the authority to make that kind of a commitment? I don't know where you find that out.
We pay our attorney.
Maybe Robin has some input on that.
I don't think she does.
Okay.
Because I have her notes, I have her thoughts.
Oh, okay. So should we hear from Robin on this?
I don't know. Do you want to hear from Robin?
Do you want
to
hear
from Robin,
on this? In a nice tone.
Yeah. No, she says, I assume there will be further review and then final suggestions need approval from the Historical Society. And is this going to legal for review? Question mark. Robin is still concerned about the 10-year term, even with the out. She's still concerned with the 10-year term. She also said, I want to be certain I understand the utility section. Town of Heath will pay utilities up to the existing previous costs. Historical Society will pay costs above this, and anything new they add, separate phone, etc. Is that what the plan is? That is what I think the paperwork is saying, which is the way I understood the way it was written,
mm-hmm.
and that's what was.
Mm-hmm.
In ownership of improvements, I think this is referring to structural repairs improvements, as you said. Should structural, the word structural be added? So probably it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And she's good with Bob's list, like 1 and 2.
Okay.
And she also thought total change of use of the building.
Okay.
Could you please repeat that? Total what?
Total change of use of the building. She also suggested that in lieu of monetary reimbursement, she says, I would suggest that the town agree to remove items installed by the Historical Society, such as the mini split shelving, etc., and return those to the Historical
mm-hmm.
Society.
Okay.
Those are her thoughts as of this morning.
Ned, did you get all of those things?
You're
working on it?
Do you need me to repeat anything?
I don't think so, thanks.
Okay.
Just so that you can go back and discuss with anybody else on the Historical Society that wants to know what the input was.
Yeah.
And this will go back onto the agenda next time?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Assuming all three of us will be here then.
Yes, and I believe, and Ned, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe before, like when it's, if it gets to the point of finalization, that this would have to be presented to the whole board of directors of the Historical Society, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
To have them vote on it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought. And the select board would not officially vote on it until after the Historical Society voted on it. You could do a preliminary, oh yeah, we're good with all this.
Okay. Would it make sense to get some of these questions, suggestions written up in a way that everybody has the same piece of information? I mean, you read off some questions. You read off some comments. Some comments. I'm just wondering if it would be easier for everybody if we all had the same list of areas that might be looked at, changed, adjusted.
Well, I think the changes and adjustments get done on our side and get proposed to them. Like all the, say, changes that you folks are okay with and the additions you had in terms of possible termination of the license, adding words, whatever, gets done on our part. And then I will once again send out an updated draft to Ned and Bob and to the three select board members.
So before that gets done, because one of the suggestions is actually returning the mini split and the condenser, or not condenser, what's it called?
Pump.
The heat pump. Right. It would be good to know that those actually can be, imagine, removed and replaced someplace else.
Sure, they can.
The compressor. Right?
Just like an oil furnace could.
Okay.
You get a knowledgeable technician to disconnect it and move it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. All set?
Maybe that's as far as we can go with this one.
Next on the agenda is community hall floor. We do hear
what?
Oh.
Sure.
Yeah. Needs to be signed.
It's renewed for the next year.
Okay, you sign for us.
Robin wanted to have a copy of it. I've got a copy from you as well. And then I made another page. There's a page also.
Okay, so Robin signed this one?
Yeah, if everybody's good with that. It's a renewed contract.
Yeah, same contract as last year.
All this stuff is, it could be the same as last year, or it could be better.
Oh.
I don't know, but it outlines everything, liability, insurance, what they do.
Okay.
And all that.
Great,
perfect.
Okay, thank you.
John?
Yeah, if you got a question, or
did
not.
Did you check your mailbox when you came in?
I did, and I've signed that.
Okay, great. Thank
and
you.
And I'll send it back to Mary.
Good. The fair needs it.
And if you have any questions on that, again, I'm here still. I wanted to drop it off. I tried to get up here before, but I want to look at the bridge that's open.
Sort of.
It's sort of open. The barriers are down, but the signs are still up.
Yeah.
Signs
I
are supposed to come down.
I drove over.
So I'm just supposed to come down tomorrow.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yep.
It's possible. You can get by it.
Thank you.
Okay. So community hall floor update.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah.
So Robin has contacted Dennis Buska. I had emailed him a couple of times and not heard anything back. She contacted him, and evidently he has a newer email than the one that I had. And so the email I was using, he seldom checked. So I did get an email back from him this afternoon, and he said that he would be able to give me some possible dates to start work by the end of the week. He would give me the dates by the end of the week. So.
Okay. Did he suggest what month he might be talking
he
about?
He didn't say anything.
Okay,
he
so
just said
here
dates.
At the end of the week.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next on the agenda is recording of meetings. And we have a suggestion next step list from Barbara. And she is recording.
Actually, we're both recording.
You're both recording. Okay.
Yes.
Double duty.
Yeah.
Are we going to go over this today, or do we want to wait until Robin is with us?
No, go over today.
So I can add, I can...
Because she said, I am good with whatever Elisa and Sue decide to do as long as it doesn't require much of the town coordinator time.
Perfect.
And that's a quote.
So I can speak to some of this if you'd like.
Okay.
Okay. So first of all, major kudos to Barbara Gordon for the time and effort and sweat and tears that she's put into working with this program called Audacity that she's downloaded onto her program, onto her computer, and doing test run after test run and learning how to change mic levels and things, going to, into places she never wanted to know about, she now knows about. So we feel we have a good program that can record these meetings clearly and consistently. Hilma and I have been able to access the links that she's provided, and we actually hear the recordings, and it's good. So Barbara and I met about kind of where are we and what do we need to do to move forward on this, and some of the questions you know she's put in her emails as far as how do we move forward. And the one of the things on that list is we need a second person to be able to record meetings in the event that Barbara is not here. And I thought it seemed pretty logical that I be that second person since I'm usually here. And that's why I'm doing a test run with my laptop tonight so that I could have the recording. And what I will need to do is make sure that this recording from tonight's meeting plays well, that I can download it and make it then a shareable link, and then also do a test run of getting it posted onto the town website, and then do have other people kind of test it that they can hit the link and they can actually hear it and that it all works. As going through those steps, we then were asking questions of, okay, who would be the one to post the recording? And not wanting to put anything more on our town coordinator's desk, I'm wondering if it's okay, perhaps, if I was the one to do that, but then I would need access to the town webpage so that I can then download it. But I don't know if that's something that is done or not done, or if there's someone else that we could call upon to do that, or what Hilma's thoughts were on that.
She are you willing? If it's sent to you, are you willing to post it?
Sure. Oh, you
just
can post.
Like, yeah.
Did you post the ones, the audios from the Zoom meetings?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're very comfortable with the process then?
Yes. What are you using? You're using Rhapsody?
No. Audacity, but then it's being saved as an MP3 document.
Yeah, and I use that
photo. Oh, perfect. Okay, so there's some nice continuity there. We don't need anybody else. Pat's
but we could test that. We could run a test of me sharing, because it's being saved in Google Drive, because the size of the file is too large to send as an email. So it gets saved as in Google Drive, and then that link gets shared to whoever's going to download it and post it. Is that how you did it before? Or?
No. I used a program to reduce the file size.
I'm already doing that.
And then I could just upload it from my computer. I didn't have to. Oh, we're sharing. I didn't need to share because it was on my machine.
Right, she was the one that had access, but now.
I recorded it.
So we could test that.
Sure.
We could test that process with
you.
The other concern was understanding or setting some parameters of
consistency
of when to, you know, after the meeting, we can say that, yes, we will have a recording on the town website within 72 hours, you know, or within that window. It could be in 24 hours. It could have been that night.
But
letting people know that certainly within 72 hours, they should expect that they would be able to access a recording of a meeting. But really, like Barbara said, the key is to have some sort of consistency so that it is a reliable source of communication.
I think you can say that we would attempt to do it in 72 hours, but I don't think you should be guaranteeing it because...
Agreed.
Things happen.
No.
If you say we will post within 72
we can
hours,
say we can use the verbiage of it is our intent to post.
I would say
it is our intent to post as soon as feasible with the technician's schedule.
So we don't have to.
I would
right
say
now,
something,
the
like,
idea.
Something like that.
But internally, I'm not even talking about a promise to the public. Internally, it would be nice to have an intentional schedule.
It would be nice. I don't think it's practical. And, you know, we're all doing this. It's all volunteer work. It's all... We don't have somebody who's paid to do this and do it in an expedient manner. I think we need to be cautious about setting ourselves up for something we might not be, a promise that we can't, maybe we can't.
But that's what I'm saying, not a promise to the public, but internally, among the people who are actually doing the work. For instance, I, as a person who's going to record most of the meetings, am telling you, not the world, but you, that my intention is to have this converted to an MP3 and transferred to the next person for posting within 24 hours. That's my intention. That's my goal. I could get hit by a car on the way home and not be able to do that, but we have an internal schedule that we're attempting to... Key.
Okay, so but that's okay. your commitment. That's not a town mandated schedule. That's
no.
Okay, that's fine.
And that's what the backups are about too. Because if I can't record, Elisa will record. If Pat can't upload, it would be nice to have a backup person who can upload to the website. Perhaps that would be you, Hilma. I'm sure you limit.
And perhaps it would wait until Pat can do it.
Okay.
No, I will not take on anything like that. I'm sorry.
Right.
It's better to be clear. That's fine.
Yeah, and
we definitely didn't want anything more.
No, that's what.
No, but it's like we do the best we can.
I understand.
And it's like if somebody wants better, then somebody can pay for a professional to come in and do it.
So,
and otherwise...
So here's a question. Here's just a question.
Yeah.
Who else has permission to post on the BOS webpage? I'm sure you limit that. I would assume that you limit that.
Yes, it's Pat
and I. You and Pat are the only people.
And that's it.
So there won't be a backup person for posting.
And every single page has very limited access.
I understand the security reasons for that. Absolutely. But now we know, Pat, you don't have a backup. You're it, baby. As long as we know...
For the most part, that's okay, Barbara, because I can still do things remotely. You know, we have fun in town and people like that. So far, it's not been an issue, I don't think, in the 3 years I've been attending.
It was never, I mean, it just, when Barbara was doing it all by herself with all the remote Zoom meetings.
You mean Pat?
What did I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
We look just alike.
I know.
Gray heads.
Pat. issues. Pat is just very diligent. And
it is remote. You don't have to be present at the meeting or after. But I think it's good to have intentions, to have set intentions.
Right. But I think we also want to make clear that, there's a legal mandate to post meetings.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a legal mandate to post a recording from a meeting that's been held. And I guess I want to make sure that it's really clear to people that we're going to try to provide this as a service.
As a courtesy.
If it doesn't always work out the way we want it to, sorry, but that's life.
Right. No, I see them as separate things, as what you are saying to our residents versus what our internal intentions are. And having those internal intentions will help with consistency. And I think consistency will build trust. Reliability builds trust.
Okay, so are there any other questions on this?
Is there anything else?
It's time we'll do the test run and see how it all
goes. No, you guys will do a test run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And see how it
And I think it would probably make sense to come back to this in a couple of months, 3 months maybe, and just reevaluate it, see how it's working, see if we're getting any feedback, if there's any problems that we didn't anticipate.
Mm-hmm.
So just to clarify, tonight I'm making a recording of this entire meeting, as is Elisa. Elisa is testing her equipment. Mine has been tested and we've found the levels. Can I transmit this to Pat and have her post it on the town website, but then maybe just send an email to a few select people to go in and consider it like a beta test before making a formal announcement that we're going to be
trying.
Would that be okay?
If I'm correct, you can upload it to the town website, and then you can email us, a few of us, the link to go in and hear it without having it accessible to the public.
Okay.
Is that correct or not?
Can I make it not visible? If I put it on its own page, yes, I can do that. Instead of putting it on the current recording page.
Okay.
Yes, so it will be on its own special page for this test. And people can have a link to it.
Because I think it would be good to have a beta test with a limited audience before we...
Yep.
So that's an okay plan for now.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think if everybody responds to Pat... like either, yep, it's great, no, it's crummy, something in between, then we'll know where to go from there.
So that said, I think it's important to remember that we have no control over what people are using for their own equipment for listening.
Right.
And Elisa demonstrated that
perfectly
because when I was also attempting to record with my cell phone to try and give other options for how different people might be able to record. The first time Elisa listened to the phone recording, she said, oh, this is not good. It's garbled. I can't hear it well. The other one was so much clearer. The one from your laptop was so much better. And then, what did you realize?
Well, I realized that the first time I listened to the first recording, I was on my laptop. And the second time I listened to the phone recording, I was on my desktop that is too very old external speakers, so it made a difference.
And so when she went back and listened on her laptop, listened the same way,
it
was like, it's fine. So I'm only bringing this up because if it isn't working for everyone, it doesn't necessarily mean that we can make it adequately better for them. Yeah.
Right. But that's where it's good to do a beta test and see how that comes out.
Yep.
Great.
And if it comes out acceptable, say for the four of us, then that's it. And we have no control over other people's equipment.
Right.
So So
send it to me and to those three.
That third one too? That
yep,
one right
Robin. Yep.
Okay.
So
Eliza.
Send it to her first.
Yeah. So she gets for not being here.
Please, please.
How large was the last test?
So the test from the computer, and we can adjust it, but we adjusted the compression to, so the files would be the same size as what you were posting when you were doing the Zoom audio, to make sure that there would be adequate. I mean, I don't know what the storage issues are on the web page.
I don't either. I don't know. We've never reached storage capacity, have we, Pat?
It's unlikely.
Yeah, I think it's unlikely.
The select board is the biggest, I would say, the biggest user.
Yeah, of course.
I mean that in a nice way. So, okay.
Right. So are we all set with a plan for it to move forward with that?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, next on the agenda is the town nurse position description review updated proposal.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking we can't do much with this tonight.
That's good, me too. the reason why is because I shared the revised proposal from the Board of Health with Claire. I asked Claire if she had seen it. She said no. That a couple of Board of Health members, or one Board of Health member, had talked to her, asked for her suggestions. She gave her suggestions. She had not seen their revision. I shared it with her. I asked her for feedback. I have not gotten feedback yet. So I think Robin's comment would be, we're not doing anything until we get Claire's feedback. And yeah, she said, I assume there will be further discussion on this. And yeah, she had lots of questions in terms of, you know, is the revision really taking into consideration like the CPHS nurse services, you know, which has probably never been considered before, like liability to the town. Is there increased liability, all that? Do we have requirements we need to uphold for insurance reasons? She also said in regards to salary, I want to be certain we are looking toward the future and not just at what we have today. Claire may be happy with what she is being paid, but another nurse see this job description and be happy with the pay scale. I am not a nurse, but as I look at the description, it seems we have a big ask, and I want to be certain the job is in line with today's salaries and sustainable with the Heath budget. Mm-hmm. So.
Good points. Ditto.
I'm sorry, was that Robin's feedback?
That was Robin's feedback, yes.
And I had a couple of things that I think they're too vague. And I'm like, what?
So, and this,
I did compare the older one with the new one just to see how much of it has been changed. And It's basically the same with some...
A little more detail.
Well, so it's like, okay, you know, what's been approved ahead of our time versus what's happening now. But the fact that our nurse has not weighed into this, I find disappointing that it's being presented to us without her input. I'll be really honest with you.
So, I was the one who initially brought this up to the Board of Health. And at the time that I brought it up, my suggestion was that before we write up a new description, that we really talk about what we think the town needs from the town nurse that is not available from other services like Percott. That discussion didn't happen. And so I feel like we need to backtrack a little bit here. I think we kind of jumped the gun. I think that we've... And I remember we made a list of people that we wanted to have included in that discussion. I looked back at the minutes and I found where we had talked about it, but they didn't have the list of people. But it had included, obviously, the Select Board and the Board of Health, Claire, and then at the time, Sheila was not a member of the Board of Health, so she was suggested as a person who might be good to bring in. We talked about Victoria Burrington being a good person to ask to join us because she's very aware of the community and she works in hospice, so she has a good knowledge of what some of the needs of the community might be. I think we really need to go back and have that discussion because I'd like us all to be on the same page when we come up with the description. this has been handed to me in a... And I don't know their reasoning behind some of these things. I don't know how much time was put into clarifying what other... There's so many medical organizations now.
I know.
It's hard to know. I want to define what we think Heath is most lacking in that our nurse can give us support.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the clear example is home visits for... some of these elderly who are kind of in nursing homes and hospitals and who need medical checkups at home. But there might be other things too, and I just would like to see that.
It's a great perspective, because this is a really well-rounded outreach. Wow, this is
a
really
busy
big,
hours.
Yeah.
Well,
a really big position.
There's a lot of this she doesn't do.
Yeah.
She just doesn't do. Early intervention, she has nothing to do with that. She's not opposed to that. I'm sure if a young parent came up and said, what do you think about early intervention?
She'd help.
She would give her opinion, but she has nothing to do with it.
Right.
I know when I interviewed her back before I had brought this, when we first started talking about this, there were things that I asked her about. And she said, no, I don't do that. You know, she told me, she said, no young families come to me because if their kid is sick, they go to their doctor because they need to go to the doctor to get the medication.
Right.
I would so to focus with this, like you've said, to be on what does our town need?
Mm-hmm.
Not this big
global
not outreach business.
What is our idealistic position, but what do we
I get need? It. This is a big dream, I think. But what does our town need and how can Claire meet those needs, just like you said. I fully support that. And I would be happy to kick it back to this group that you've talked about. You know, Board of Health, Victoria, Claire, us.
And I don't know if there are other people in town that we know have a strong medical background that we think might be helpful, or if we'd want a representative for Cog to be here.
I think it would be great to have... I don't know if it would be so white or... Who. I mean, if you're going to be talking about what can FERCOG provide,
mm-hmm.
where are their overlap of services? It seems like somebody
and where
needs
are their
to
banks?
Be here.
I think there was a little bit of concern about FERCOG's services and that they're a little bit stretched. And I thought we had talked about this a little bit about what they
we
can provide.
We pay for their services.
No, understood.
They probably are stretched. Every medical entity is stretched these days.
But if we're
that doesn't mean we shouldn't ask.
Okay.
That's just my thoughts.
And I think we also had questioned the quality of the services that they're actually providing us to with some inquiry. But if we're talking about the position description for town nurse, I would find it more valuable to talk to the people who are in touch with the seniors in our town, like Victoria. And I would be more interested in having
FERCOG. FERCOG was very supportive of us having a town nurse.
Oh, absolutely.
We were fortunate to have it. So,
yeah.
And we are. It's very rare in any of the other
right.
towns.
It's also a luxury.
So we are lucky to have it.
But we also have to keep in mind, and there's several things. I'm not singling out the nurse at all. And I see value in having a town nurse. However, I would put it when we're doing annual budget planning, I think it's in the category of luxury.
Mm. Well, it's not a luxury. It's a want as opposed to a need.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, okay.
But
and I call it a luxury.
I mean, we
it's
have
a want.
Bunch
it's
of
a want.
Elderly people in town who need support. So... it is a want. It's not, we don't have to have it by state law. We don't have to have it for the town to function.
Right.
So, yes, it is a want.
And she actually serves a very...
But to me, this job description...
low percentage of the population
mm-hmm.
in the town.
This job description is... if it was all done, it would be far beyond 8 hours. It is a very large position.
It would
I
probably
was reading
be beyond
reading
40 dollars.
The first
hours.
Time I looked at it, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
You might get 8 hours sleep here, but you're not going to get all the work in.
Yeah. Good point.
Barbara?
I have a suggestion for your group of people whose brains you would like to pick when thinking about this. And that might be the current public nurse in Rowe. I know their financial situation is very different than Heath's. They have a different tax base than we do, but it is one of the few small communities that has their own nurse.
Right.
So it just might be another source of information. What is their nurse doing? What's working? How are they using those?
Sheila was their nurse for a long time.
Right. And then,
yes.
But things have changed.
It would be a good... Do they have a current nurse?
They do.
Okay, they got another one?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, because they had hired one after Sheila, and she left after a short period of time, and then they went through a segment of time that they couldn't find anybody. So
right,
that,
and then they did. They hired.
Okay.
It's a part-time position, but it just might be another source of perspective.
So anyway, Beth, I would like to see us set up some kind of a group meeting. Not too far off in the future.
What would you think about including Kathy Talon?
Oh, yes. I think
being
was
both
one
a
that
nurse
was
and a COA.
And she's not, yeah.
And
yeah.
a SHINE. And a SHINE person.
Yeah.
That's
good.
Mm-hmm.
So to be continued.
Mm-hmm.
Review of appointed boards and committees. I am assuming that is to.
We have a couple.
We have a couple. Okay.
Yeah,
the only one I have is for Conservation Commission.
Right. Conservation Commission. Carrie McNay. And Dina Briggs agreed to you that she would serve as a member of the Zoning Board of Appeals.
Oh.
She chaired, what was that committee called, Sue? That you were on?
Facilities Task Force? Was that what we were called?
What?
The Facilities Task Force?
Oh,
something like that. Mm-hmm.
They did a... initial evaluation of the condition of
Yep.
And the building
of Sheila
and how to use the buildings. Yeah.
Okay.
And we've been trying to get her more involved in politics, but she's not around town very much.
So. Mm. Do we want to make appointments without Robin?
Yep.
We do?
Yeah, because she's
okay.
Fine with it.
All right.
She knows about it. She's fine with it.
It's Dina, is that correct?
Dina.
Did she send a letter of intent?
She did not, because I reached out to her.
Okay.
And said, hey, Dina. I really need you. And would you consider...
She read the charge, or whatever it is.
Well, there's no charge to zoning board of appeals.
Board.
Well, there is a charge that comes out of the state.
Oh, it's a state thing.
Mm.
Okay.
So, I would accept a motion to appoint Carrie McNay to the Conservation Commission.
I would second that motion.
You have to make the motion.
Oh, I mean, so moved. Sorry.
I'll
second
it. I'm out of my sink here. All in favor?
Can I just do a little discussion?
Oh, discussion?
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that this appointment is supported not, I believe, only by Bill Luttrell, but also by Brian DeVries.
Right.
So I just wanted to make note of that. That was all I wanted to discuss.
Okay. All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Sue, aye. And then I would accept a nomination of Dina Briggs for the Zoning Board of Appeals.
So moved.
Second? Discussion?
Nope.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Sue, aye.
Let Josh go.
Okay. Unfinished business. This list is about twice as long as it was a month ago.
Yeah, but you all knew at the beginning it was just a start. It wasn't
I'd like to see. I wish we could cross a few things off.
We can. We will.
Someday.
We will someday. Right.
The two that are starred, the three that are starred are priorities.
Because there was a new list.
Squirrels. I forgot to put that in there. Yes.
Huh. What's in the top one?
The ethics and open meeting law training.
For our most recent law. So that's something that with KP law. Sorry?
With KP law. It would be an all boards meeting.
Oh, that's right. We wanted to. Oh,
Mark
that's
Rich,
right.
Mark Rich will come and hold a training in regards
okay, so that's
to
a meeting.
Open meeting law, public records law, evidence.
Okay. I'm having to take the ethics online for the Franklin County Solid Waste District Management. Is that
okay.
The same
state
thing?
State level.
Yeah, state level.
And then
is this the same thing that KP Law is going to be? No, something.
No, the online training is only a small portion.
Okay, got it. So that's a meeting that we were going to schedule?
Yes.
Okay.
But Mark just came back from vacation yesterday, so.
Great. What do we do with this list? Do we go through it or do we?
Anything else to do with there today?
No, it's just that I updated it based on last meeting and Sue's one little enlightened thought of assessments of the center buildings, the last item on the list.
Huh.
Which
the assessments of the center buildings.
Which is something that we got an email about as well.
Their assessment and their use was something that should have been put on the list in the
yeah,
beginning
should
and
add,
we just skipped over
use.
It. So, no. I think that the...
okay,
for me, the salt shed is a really high priority. And I've been on committees now for 5 or 6 years, and we've been talking about the condition of that building and how it's going to collapse any time, and it's an accident waiting to happen. And we are still talking about it.
I think we've got to move. It was being talked about when I was on the select board in the 1990s.
Oh my goodness.
It is, I mean, I feel like it's an accident waiting to happen, and we need to figure out a way to move this along.
May I ask a question? Why is it so hard? Is it cost? Is that the issue?
Why is it so hard? I honestly can't explain it.
Yeah, it's money.
It's partly cost.
If we were a wealthy town, we would just say, okay, we need to take $500,000 out of the bank and we're building a new salt shed here. And whatever landscaping, whatever that needs to get done, just go do it. We don't have that option.
Do we know it's $500,000? Or what about something that's shorter term, like 5 years, that's not so costly? I don't know.
That's part of what we don't have a cost estimate. We have a cost estimate on
Robin and Brian kind of did a ballpark estimate that is probably going to be about $500,000.
Wow.
Start to finish.
But you're still waiting even for the
report.
The site report, the site plan, right?
Well, we have some information that came.
We're waiting for the finished report.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
It was a preliminary that you received 2 weeks ago or something.
So anyway, I just feel like it should be a priority, and we should keep harping on whoever we need to harp on to move forward. And
it's gotten more complicated than just the salt shed, though.
Yes, it has.
So and I
because we have two pieces of property.
Because we have two pieces, right? And the company that was hired to do the evaluation and the feasibility study of both areas came across not unbiased, and they're very, I think, upfront with what they think should be done. And I thought that was very interesting that they are putting their, I don't want to say their opinion because that's what we're hiring them for, but it feels like they're almost putting their emotion into it, that they are being very upfront of how they think this should go down. Instead of saying, okay, we've given you the pros and cons of this area and we've given you the pros and cons of this area, that is not the way this comes across at all. And I thought that was interesting. It comes across as not
I think some of
expected.
That is coming from the feedback they got from people on town. And that property was originally purchased for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm wondering if I'm missing a little history about this. But do you know what I'm saying? And for me, that...
Yeah, because...
odd.
That was kind of Jeff's take on it as well, was like...
Like they have no...
I only see stuff about one
they have
option, and I want to see both.
Yes. Right, they have no interest in helping us fix... what we have now on location. They've made really clear.
I think that we need to, if we want that, we need to push a little bit more.
Because they're really pushing us in the other direction.
And I'm like, but I think that's what they thought we wanted.
Yeah.
And I think that they're doing that based on...
No, they've been communicating with one...
Yeah.
One go-between.
We have to be recognized.
May I ask
She needs
question?
To be recognized.
I'm supposed to do that, huh?
Yeah, sorry. I don't know if I'm supposed if I can do it or you should. You really should do it. It's your meeting. So.
Was the railroad site ever intended to have the salt shed on it? It was intended to have the safety complex, but did that include the salt shed? Okay.
It was eventually going to be everything.
Everything.
Right, this whole new park, which is lovely, but oh my goodness, that's really huge. And... yeah, so that was just something that struck me after I did all of this reading, and I just wanted to share that feedback and see if there were other thoughts of that.
Yeah, I need to ask for more. Mike,
it rubs me a bit.
Yeah, so when did the stipulations change? I know they didn't want salt or diesel when it first started becoming a safety complex. Or when did that change?
When
under
the, town,
the original spec of the safety complex, he didn't want diesel up there and he didn't want salt shed. He wanted a safety complex.
You say who are you referring to?
The original owner of the
land. Of the land, thank
yes.
you.
There is a buffer around the piece of property that he has put limited use on. But our understanding is that the inside of that perimeter,
the actual building area,
we can do some of those things.
Some.
Well, it includes salt and diesel.
Yeah.
And
there were things like towers, you know, how high can a tower be,
yeah,
and all that.
You know,
there were some limits
go.
On some things, but it looks like we could.
Yeah.
From looking at the original agreement, we can do that.
Okay. Just made a little confusion. I was under the
yeah.
understanding that
well,
there were some under stipulations.
Yeah, a lot of us were under that. And just a closer study of things showed that there is a little more
there's
flexibility than
all
we thought.
Okay, anything else on that for right now?
So just following up on this.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Robin. Hold on a minute.
Okay. Yeah, well, let's hear from Robin.
Oh. Well, all she said was salt shed. Not much for me on this right now. I will have more at the next meeting. She had said at the last meeting she intended to contact the
WCA?
Yeah. The people,
uh-huh.
the study people,
could
directly, and talk with someone there. Just because, not to put words in her mouth, but she was left with a lot of questions, similar questions.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so feel free to share my
yep.
feedback with Robin as well, since I can't really do that, but this, yeah, it's very heavy-handed and made me very uncomfortable.
Anything else on the unfinished business list for right now? Hilma, anything from Robin?
No. And there's a couple of things that, you know, like Jeff and I are supposed to work on. Well, he's on vacation this week.
Okay.
I'm on technically on vacation this week.
It sounds like the double starred ones are our priorities. Salt said definitely needs to be a priority.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe at our next meeting, if there is any movement on any of these, maybe we can go through that. But I think Robin holds a lot of that information as well. So just to see what's moving forward and
mm-hmm.
how would be helpful for me and what I can do to help on this.
Yeah, after August 20th.
Yeah.
Okay. And the salt shed we already discussed.
We talked about.
Mm-hmm. you wanted to add something in about reapplying for a grant?
Yeah, I was looking for maybe some more feedback on that. Some emails have been shared with Hilma and Barbara and I on trying to look at the grant. And I don't know if, Hilma, you've got any more feedback about what was needed to reapply.
Okay, can you clarify? Because you said MHC. Are
yeah.
you talking about the Mass Cultural Council grant or the historic?
Yeah.
The MCC. It's
no.
MCC. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
I just
want
to clarify
Thank
which
you.
Grant we're talking about. Because there have been two in the.
Yeah, no.
Next.
The one that we actually applied for.
The one we applied
That's
for.
The
MCC.
Okay.
I apologize.
That's
MCC.
Fine. As long as we're all on the same page.
Okay. I don't have anything at this point because I have not. I mean, I am working a little bit each
right, I know you're
day
right.
in between. Activities and all that stuff that is high on my to-do list to get in there and to find out what kind of updates they're looking for, what kind of information, or, you know, is it primarily just a, yeah, we really, really want this kind of thing. I don't
Or did they need more information from our historic window restorer as far as costs or anything?
I don't know.
Okay.
Perhaps an updated, if there's an updated estimate.
Because there isn't much time.
So, and I believe you said the 16th was the deadline for other reapply. And you know what? If it doesn't happen this year, it sounds like it's something we can always reapply for next year and so forth. So it's not like do or die, but I was just curious to see if you had any more thoughts about that. Because Barbara and I had gone through it, and we're just talking about it and seeing what we can do.
I don't.
Okay,
moment.
That's all I needed on that.
I looked through the application. I have a PDF of it from...
Right, that I sent you.
So I spent some time going through it. And there are some things that definitely would need to be changed because they've changed from the time when the application was made. You know, Brian is listed as, you know, they've got your team of, he's listed as one of our select board members. And anyway, there are some things that need to be updated because they're no longer accurate. Looking through, I felt as though there were things that we could do to strengthen the application, just in terms of what is stressed, the order.
So why don't you send me all those suggestions? So if they're applicable to the whatever they're asking for now, I can include them.
Would you have a like an RTF file or a Excel file that? Because I can't change a PDF.
No, just send it to me in an email.
It would be hard to do.
I can change a PDF to Word.
Well, it's not going to be the same original application, so whatever's being done will be done. I will be typing in.
Oh, because they said they had actually put the application as it exists into a new place, and it's there, and I think the intention was that you could modify it.
Okay, perhaps.
That's
something that I would do, so if you have suggestions, just send them to me in an email, and I will put them in where they're appropriate.
Best you can. Sorry, I have a few thoughts there. If you can't, call her up and tell her.
It's not that simple. But anyway.
Okay, so that's it on the grant for right now?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And you had added two emails this afternoon that you wanted to talk to us about?
Well, the first one, again, came in late this afternoon. From Budge, who asked if there were any plans for an STM in the near future. The district would very much like to ask the town to vote on the very long amendments before the beginning of budget building season, but no later than 12/30/23. Please let me know if something is in the works. If not, I'll ask them directly for an STM for this purpose.
That was the thing that we voted at the annual meeting?
It's the things that were presented at, and yes, at annual meeting.
Were we ever given more information or explanation as?
Nope. No more. Okay.
So I'm wondering if we need to then come up with some specific questions so that we can obtain more information.
They weren't they asked specific questions? I think they were given a list of specific questions.
But I think that we should do it again. Give them a list and say we
don't get it.
For one thing, I think this is something that should be done at annual town meeting.
I do too.
I mean, it's it really should be.
Major decisions like this are not handled at STMs.
And I think that we need to throw the ball back into their court and ask them whatever questions we've asked before, any new ones we have, and say we wait for their response.
Are they communicating with other towns as well, saying, because we weren't the only town to vote this down?
Oh, all the towns have to bring it back.
Understood, but are they asking, are they being asked to have STMs?
I imagine so. I imagine that now the school committee / business office wants all the towns to approve it so then they can change the assessments for
next year,
FY25.
A lot of towns do a lot of work.
And last May, it was all the towns kind of sent the clear message of, you haven't given us answers to our questions, and we haven't had time for our legal counsel to review, and it will be put off until
next May.
And it will take effect the following
year. If a town voted in favor of it, which I believe Buckland did, they voted to support it. I don't know what other towns did, but does that vote stand?
I don't know.
Or do they have to retake it?
I think they would have to retake it.
Well,
but I'm not sure. But it's a different...
To refresh my memory on all of it, who would be a good person for me to speak to get a kind of an education on all of this, since this is very new for me?
Ken Rock.
Ken?
I was just going to say, we should invite Ken Rock to help us, if he's willing to. Because he...
Right.
The last time he met with us, he volunteered to sit down with people and
yes, he
talk
did.
About
he also volunteered to
were.
Sit down with the Mohawk Business Office.
Yes, and they haven't taken care. I don't think they've taken advantage of that.
And if all towns don't have the same understanding, then, in my opinion, it's not going to be a fair vote.
Mm-hmm. Right. We all have to be presented the same information.
That's right, and the same explanations.
Yeah. They hosting something for all towns to come and listen to and ask our questions.
Yes.
That seems the most efficient way.
Absolutely.
I'm just throwing some out there.
No, I've been
saying that's like God, yeah.
One massive town meeting. One big town meeting where everybody is represented, and because this is coming from the Mohawk School District, right? Regional?
That's correct. The school committee. Technically,
they need to put on a presentation. I would think it would be the most efficient way.
But you're saying a meeting of all towns, all school districts.
Yeah, I mean, they need
yes.
they need more than just our vote. So
right.
whoever they need to solicit to.
Because it's not even majority. Everyone,
everyone
has to vote yes for it to pass.
So there needs to be, I don't know,
it's got
to
be unanimous.
Consortium, yeah, there needs to be some kind of a gathering of all school boards.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
An informational meeting.
Yes.
There needs to be an informational meeting held by the Mohawk School Committee and Business Office that it's open to the public from any of the 8 district towns to attend and listen to a presentation and explanation and to be able to ask questions, any and all questions.
Can that be our feedback?
Yes.
Our response?
And we saw that happen in the spring, didn't we?
Yeah.
Start early and put on a lunch. It doesn't be a long day.
Yeah.
And Hilma, that's been communicated. Is that right?
I have no idea if it's been communicated.
No, I just came up with the idea.
I doubt it. And it would probably take, actually, it would probably take the town's like the select boards talking to each other and saying, hey, what do you think about, you know, insisting on this? And if a majority of the select boards of the town said, okay, school committee, you want this on a warrant? This is what you got to do.
So you have a circle of town coordinators that you can communicate with and bumps ideas off of, right?
Yes.
But we don't have, select boards don't have that equivalent.
Well, that is the select board equivalent.
They are our representative, too.
But
you're right.
That's why they make the big bucks.
within the district, there is not an organization that brings together the select board from these eight towns. There's not it all happens
like silos.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not working in those situations.
Yeah. Years ago there was Mass Municipal Association, I think it was called. And it was a combination of
There still is.
There
that's
still
not
is.
What you talk. You're talking about the
not the,
the
men. No, this was
the Mohawk thing that was just like an advisory group.
Yeah, there was a group that was made up of at least one select board member and one finance member from each town that met on a regular basis with people from the school to talk about school budget and issues that related to the towns. And that was actually quite successful for a while. Eventually, it kind of faded out and died.
Why did it
fade? People stopped
attending,
I think. And I've actually brought it up a couple of times when I've talked to people, select board members from other towns, and they go, yeah.
There were a couple of attempts to revitalize that.
Yeah, Chlorine actually made an attempt.
Yeah.
It just, for some whatever reason, it didn't fly.
It was sabotage, so. The meeting in Chlorine was sabotage.
So.
But it would make sense for if you go to creek, crawl, walk, run, to start with Chlorine, because that's our school, and try to make that happen. Would it be sabotaged again?
Which?
That kind of a meeting.
The informal group?
Yeah, if we started just Chlorine and Heat, just to get the ball rolling, would it be sabotaged again? So I don't understand what happened. So
I think it's definitely something that we need to spend some more time on. I personally would like to see Ken get involved in some way if he can. And I know that his time is not easily available, and I know that his job, I don't want to put him in a position where he's going outside of the proper parameters of his job.
No, but
he's been very helpful so far, and he's one of the few people I know who actually understands all of this formula.
We think he stuff need to be
that can really make sense of it and actually explain it.
Well, didn't he even say he didn't even understand it when he came to talk to us about it?
No.
He said he has trouble with it sometimes, but of anybody I've ever listened to discuss this, he is by far the most knowledgeable. Plus, he's very good at... I couldn't restate what he said after I leave the meeting, but during the meeting, I understand
like,
what he's saying.
Understood.
What are the eight towns that make up the district?
Mohawk is Buckland, Shelburne, Ashfield, Plainfield, Holly. Nope. Yep. Holly, Chalamont.
I got it. Okay.
Coleraine. Heath. Roe is the only town that's not a formal name.
It goes to Ashfield and Plainfield.
And Chalamont is only a member at the high school level, not at the elementary level.
And Chalamont. Holly and Charlamont.
Holly and
Charlamont. She doesn't. Yeah.
Holly
don't
and Charlamont are only at the lower levels?
They're
only at the upper.
Upper.
They
seven
use the
through
same
12.
Superintendency and the same business office, but they have their own separate school committee for their elementary school.
That is complicated as hell.
Yeah.
What would they do?
Required state.
Because they wanted to keep control over their school.
Got it. Okay, thank you for that. All right, yeah, I feel like I need a major education, no pun intended, on the school systems and where we're at, so I need to talk to people on my own. So I can attempt to speak attention.
So what do we need to do about this right now?
So they reached out to us. Can we reach back and say this with God's blessing?
Are you aware of this?
No.
No.
Okay.
Oh, because you just got this.
This just came in at 5:30.
So if she's in agreement, I would say that we should send them back a response and say that we have questions that have not been answered and that we cannot consider any movement on this until we have satisfactory answers for it.
Can you ask for that meeting which Norma described? That they should
we could recommend it.
Yeah, we would really appreciate being able to have an all-town,
all of us
together, all-district meeting, so that we can think this through together. We're a district. We need to talk about this together, I think.
So you can just double-check with Robin and make sure she's...
Right.
Is that it for that right now?
That's it for that one.
Okay.
Well, we'll move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Next email. Okay, next email is from National Grid, basically just informing the town that they are going to be doing work on transmission line, which I assume, given the description, is the high tension lines, and it impacts heat on the West Hosmer Road. They bring it.
And there's not really anything. That's just an informative thing.
Clearing the canopy.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't affect many people. Not West Hosmer. Ain't much out there.
So it's just notification.
Well, Mike, I realize that, but people like to know anyway.
So are we going, whose responsibility is it to notify West Hosmer Road? Does National
Nobody.
Grid? And we're
National, National Grid,
Grid
or, I mean, it's there right away, so they don't have to notify anybody.
Right, of course. Right,
they
yeah,
do
just a
courtesy.
Courtesy point of information.
Yeah.
Which is good. I think I had asked for that once before.
Then the final thing, which I forwarded on to you folks, but Governor Healey today declared a state of emergency in Massachusetts, the entire state, in response to the rapidly rising number of migrant families arriving in Massachusetts in need of shelter and services and the severe lack of shelter availability in the state. With this declaration, the administration calls on the federal government to expedite funding and work authorizations for these families. And I, in part, forwarded the email so you could read the entire thing, and also because they contain live links to further information.
There's no action on our part, it's just information. It's a point of information.
Not unless you want to open up shelters for migrant families. No, seriously, I mean, it's not being asked about. There's nothing being asked for from the towns.
It's just an appointment.
Okay.
However, the state of emergency does include the entire state.
Everything on the agenda,
except for mail.
Anything else, Hilma, besides
Sorry. No.
You were handed something by John.
That's, yeah. That should go in the mail. That's his July report.
Okay. So mail part one.
Okay.
Let's see. We already dealt with the appointment for the Conservation Commission.
Mm-hmm.
We have a report from
Claire Rabbit about repairing the cemetery stones in North Cemetery.
I was wondering who that came from. I'm like, who is this? I'm looking at the email address. I'm like, huh?
I saw the rabbit in there, so I figured it was one of them.
It's not even rabbit, just a rabbit. It says rat. I'm like, oh, so this is
Grand
Claire.
Rabbit.
Oh, so this is great. Okay.
Really?
Okay. Thank you.
We have the letter from the Historical Society on proposed changes to the license to use that room in Sawyer Hall. We have a report from Nick Anzoni on the July activities of the fire department. We have two letters regarding financial issues requesting more financial information, especially long term. We have a complaint for unauthorized burning in Mohawk Estates. We have the Housing Authority's quarterly grant report, which Heath has really benefited from that this time, haven't they?
Well, didn't he come
which
and speak
one, the
to
quarter?
Us? I'm sorry. The quarterly report.
Oh.
Of the
housing
rehab.
Yes.
Now, didn't
yes.
he come and report all of this to
yeah,
us in
did.
Person?
Yes.
So it's kind of just a recap.
Yeah.
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 They
so
just send out a written.
It's like 16 houses in town
and
that
yep.
have received support through this
yep.
program,
yep.
which
mm-hmm.
is wonderful.
Fantastic.
And only a couple of places in Holly.
That's
yeah.
right.
They didn't get much from it.
Yeah.
Then there was a paper from Senator Mark with his August district office hours. And there was a report from Representative McGovern on the work that's being done for universal school meals, which has been supported by Healy, Governor Healy, but has it been passed? I'm almost thinking it was passed.
I think it was passed in Massachusetts.
Yeah, I'm thinking it was. okay. Any questions on any of those or comments about any of it?
Yes, please. The one about the, what are we calling it, the illegal burning, the unauthorized burning in the Mohawk
yeah.
Estates,
uh-huh.
whose jurisdiction is that?
The fire chief's, the one she addressed it to.
Okay. And, I mean, he's got authorization over that and... To, I mean, what's the consequences of this repeated burning? I didn't know. Does that fall
well,
under HOA?
Well, he recommends, and that was one of the things I was going to say, he recommends that there be a meeting in the future with the planning board to talk about some bylaws that would allow them to issue financial fines.
Yeah, now because it's Mohawk Estates, I get confused about who implements. I mean, the planning board can create
well,
laws
town,
that...
The town has certain bylaws that they would still have to follow.
Yeah, I get confused.
Mohawk Estates has to adhere by all the town bylaws.
Okay. So I just didn't want this to come in and we go, oh, yeah, okay, that needs to be done and not act on this because...
The Mohawk Estates Property Owners Association has a set of bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what theirs say. However, I mean, the first level of responsibility should be theirs.
That
they should address this.
Right.
I have no idea what's going on with them. However, it is definitely a fire safety issue,
mm-hmm.
And it is a concern because it is within the town of Heath.
So
health issue as well, because
and health
according
issue,
to yeah, it's according to the complaint, they're burning
plastic
and other things, not just wood, not just brush.
Yeah.
So my concern is, okay, what's the next action and who's leading the efforts on this? I know we've been, sent a copy of this email. I just want to make sure something's moving forward on this issue.
Well,
but I don't know whose responsibility or who's taking leadership on this.
Well, according to the emails, Nick went to visit the individual that was being referred to, who is new to that property,
uh-huh.
and talked to them, and they said they were going to be cooperative, and now we have to find out if
they will. Okay.
And Nick did make a personal contact with them.
Okay. The way that the emails came in on this particular, I'm like, okay, it was kind of, right, I'm like, wait, what? So it took me.
But there's also illegal dumping there.
Right.
That was brought up as well.
So
right, there's illegal dumping at a variety of locations throughout town.
And a concern expressed that their organization is not
addressing
anything about it.
Right.
And that I have no idea if it's true or not, and I don't know what we can do about that.
Nothing. We can do nothing about their association.
Yeah.
That's a private association.
So I see that the last email, I think, was on July 31st, that Nick was there and talking with the owner, and then so now it's kind of a wait and see to see what happens next. Okay, I just want to make sure I was... Got that. Thank you.
Because he did contact them, and it was,
mm-hmm.
and it was not the person that she referred to as having originally been doing it. So, and I expect somebody coming from out of town would come up there and think they can just clear the brush and brush.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter when. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Anything else in that first part?
No, thank you.
All right. And then in part two, it's short. We had our letter from Barbara about the recording of meetings. We had an offer for financially supporting the analysis of ADA access to Sawyer Hall, which we will have to take action on at some point, I would assume. Is that right, Hilma?
Yeah, I think perhaps that's the type of matter that should be added as a regular agenda item.
Yeah, I was hoping that would be the direction we would move.
We have some correspondence over the legal fee from the cannabis group. Has any more happened since we got that email? No. Okay. They still have not sent their check.
No, I can say, again, this came in, well, it came in last Friday afternoon. Let's see. First, it was that they wanted their legal fees divided of what went to developer, what pertained to the developer, what pertained to the farmers. Then Robin and I understood that they came back and said, kind of a version of, never mind, we'll just pay the whole amount. Which is why then I sent an email saying, here's your whole bill. And didn't hear anything, so I sent the email that you have here, and his response was then, I thought you were going to break out the expenses.
And that they're only responsible for development agreement only costs. If I read that correctly, I'm like, well, that's not what the agreement said.
It's not what the agreement said. No.
Three of the farmers were part of the foursome. Three of the farmers have not done anything that I know of.
No, they haven't.
About moving forward. So their agreements are about to expire.
Correct.
All
of them are going to expire.
All of them are going to expire, but there's one that we anticipate is going to come back and want to renew it. Correct?
I would think all four of them would.
Because we haven't heard anything from those other three, just that one.
No, I know, but...
Well, they better figure out how they're going to pay the bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I am also going to recommend that you folks require a upfront deposit. That future legal fees are paid out of. because I understand that's what other towns do.
Makes sense. That's interesting. Okay.
Yep.
Especially with the history that we have done so far.
So I'm assuming there's going to be a response to this, obviously, that might make note of what the actual agreement is. To say that's not our understanding. And then we're going to go back and forth and back and forth. First, I said, of course we're going to obey it. And now they're like, well, okay. That sounds fun.
Okay. Sorry. And that. Oh, yes. There was also a report on the solid waste management for what we had to pay
for recycling.
This is recycling.
Recycling
just for
costs.
Recycling.
Mm-hmm.
What is RDP funds? The DEP allows you to use RDP funds to pay for the amount exceeding $50.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering what RDP. Well, I can ask. I actually have a Zoom meeting set up with Jan.
Oh, good.
On the 21st.
Yeah, ask
August.
Her. I mean, I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, okay, so that's fine. I thought I'd ask quickly.
A day after the fair?
I know.
It would be like a
zombie. I'll be like, but I wanted to get it going because the quarterly meeting is September 20th, so that gives me a month to kind of learn and crunch information and look, you know, respectable at the Zoom quarterly meeting. I didn't want to push it off any further. So, and I've been sworn in officially.
Like rural development something?
No worries.
Recycling? No, I think the R
I don't know.
Like,
there's way too many. There's way too many alphabetical letters.
I don't. Right. If you can't reference it first,
okay.
I get lost.
Anyway. So that's it for mail. Any other discussion on any of the mail? Okay. Agenda for next time. Do you have that all set?
Well, a repeat of
it's a rollover.
Many things here. Yeah, probably that's about it.
Do we have any meetings with any groups coming up at that next?
No, not that I've either heard back from or set up,
okay.
But.
Because that'll be right after fair, too. So.
That's right.
Keep it simple. The Finance Committee, if you have any, I don't think they're going to be meeting now until after the fair.
Okay.
But if there are any special requests from you or Rob of the things that you want them to put on their agenda.
So after the fair being September, or?
It might be that week after the fair. Tom hasn't set it up yet. It was going to be the 17th, but they kiboshed that.
Okay.
He went, no.
Yeah.
We're setting up for the fair. Okay. Anything else?
No, I was just reading John's report.
So moved.
I'll second it.
All those in favor? Elisa, I.
And Sue, I.
You did all right.
We did it.
You did great.
We done did it.